Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Zorak Iverson. And I am not Tiger Woods,
but I am LunaticRadio.com.
Radio.
It's hard to understand why people want to listen to this.
Why do you people find this show enjoyable?
Idiocracy starts here with LunaticRadio.com.
Go away!
You notice there's always something wrong with us every week?
By the way, Josh, we need some color from you today.
Ooh. Color? You know what? Die.
If I misspeak, it's because Rocket's really loud.
Pardon me! I'm speaking!
Wow.
Fuck. I got excited. I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I think there's some moments of drama and intrigue, but overall, I don't give a shit.
It all sucks! This show stinks! Internet radio should die!
This is Lunatic Radio.
Why are we doing radio today? Hi, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show, broadcasting on December 27th. Whatever.
Dedication.
Those few days after Christmas, you don't even count them. I don't get why we're here.
What do you mean? Come on. Dedication to the show.
It is dedication to the radio program. Welcome, everybody. It's Kier Rock hanging out with you live from New York on a balmy 60-degree day.
Yes.
Here in whatever, wherever we are.
Should have went to the driving range instead.
We could have been playing golf today, Rock.
Damn it.
But we're here entertaining the Weber people. The Weber people.
Joey Internet guy.
Joey Internet people.
Joey and Jane, internet people.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5. No Josh Gogan today. He's on his holiday where we should be.
Well, we will next week, sir. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going on a holiday.
I'm on a holiday.
We're going to talk about the airline that I'm flying because I've never heard of it.
You May Die Airlines?
I'm flying Joey's airline and stuff.
Joey Cockpit.
I'm going on a little vacay next week.
Vacay.
I'm flying an airline I've never heard of. I booked the motherfucker because it was cheap as shit. And now I'm scared off. Like I'm betting my life flying this fucking airline. I'm scared as hell.
Well, look, realistically, the plane has to get from point A to point B. Otherwise, it wouldn't be into business. But instead of seats, they might just have like little milk crates that you got to sit on. That's how they cut expenses.
I don't know what I'm doing flying. I hate flying. I fly a lot. Well, not a lot, but I've flown a lot in my life. Yeah, enough. And I always have flown something that I've heard of.
Oh, wait, are you flying via FedEx? Are you going to be going in the carrier planes? Just pack yourself up in a box.
Yeah,
that'd be fucking cheap.
My airline is DHL. Have you ever heard of that? Fucking A. Screwed.
How much would that cost if you just put yourself in a box? What are you, like 130? You weigh like 130?
In a box? Envelope. Envelope me.
Stick some scotch tape
on it.
That's
too much packaging for me. A box. It's too much.
You stick you in like one of those little dog carrier things, you know, when they fly pets. Put you in one of those.
Yeah, it's funny. I start my trip by jumping into one of those little mailboxes at the post office.
Wait a minute. We can do this. Wait, I come with you, and you're in one of those little like pet carrier things, right? And we got to check you in, right? Because let's check the pets, and then I just kind of slip out and I leave the place.
My trip begins via mail truck. Pickup 1 o'clock. It's a big commute. I got to commute with all the other letters.
Got to commute through New Jersey.
Rerouted. God. Oh, by the way, look at that. I'm looking at the Skype.
Yeah.
On our thing.
Is that porn?
Our Rolodex.
Ooh.
Our Rolodex of names.
Yar.
Look, a new one is entered in there. Jim Norton. Look at that. I didn't even
know. Oh, that's cute.
Who's on there? Oh, Bill Burr. The Bunny Ranch is on there?
Just in case.
I've never seen this. Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, you've never looked at that before.
No, that's weird.
Karen's looking at our Skype laptop.
Yeah, it's like a Rolodex of people we've had on.
AKA here. Computers. Just not familiar with these
things. Is that Martha Stewart?
No, stop it. Might be able to add one in the near future by the initials DP.
Yeah.
You ain't talking double penetration.
Word up, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for showing up on this holiday week. No one should be paying attention to anything until work starts again.
Right.
After New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So I hope you're all watching football as you're listening to the radio program. Britt Andy, who I see live in the chat room, you don't have football. You have what they call soccer over there, and I don't get that. So whatever you do, just do it.
You don't get soccer?
I don't get soccer.
It's a ball, and they got to kick it into
a
net.
You know what? They're like playing in a field. And it's endless. I watch a soccer game, and I'm like, where are the out of bounds? Where is the out of bounds?
They just keep going.
All I see is like five guys in a field kicking a ball around. I don't understand the game. And they make millions doing it.
Absolutely.
Those guys make, Alex Rodriguez money. They make a killing. And by the way, thank you to the Yankees who gave me
fucking all-star team.
My all-star team.
Fucking ridiculous.
The endless pockets of the New York Yankees yet again. But what did we sign? The two top free agents of the offseason?
You guys got CeCe Sabathia, AJ Burnett, and Mark Teixeira.
Yeah.
In like 2 weeks. Turnaround. It's like you guys went food shopping.
You know what? This is how I look at it. They were drafted from the rest of the league, which I like to call, quote unquote, the minor leagues. I love being a Yankee fan because it's almost like playing
fantasy baseball.
Yeah, it's like playing fantasy baseball or like an old Nintendo game where you could just load up your team.
You put in the cheat code so everyone's at like 100% ability.
It's like playing the old Nintendo where you could like take Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds and throw them all on the same fucking team. I love being
it's
a Yankee
so ridiculous.
Fan. And they're spending like $8 billion on a new stadium.
Yeah.
Next year.
There's going to be robots in there.
I heard that every, in the locker room, every box, changing box or whatever, locker for the guys.
Right, gold plated.
Yeah, whatever. It's gold plated and they have their own computer. Why?
Why? What?
What, is Jeter going to be on stick cam before the game? Why does he need a fucking computer?
He's going to be on stick.
And A-Rod and Teixeira and Jeter are going to be able to do like a little stick cam show.
I'll hit a home run, LOL, send.
Are they going to be doing internet radio before the first pitch? I don't understand why they have a computer. They don't need to have a computer in the locker room. There's going to be, how many guys are on a major league roster? 28, something like that?
It goes up to 42, but yeah, 42. I understand. Yeah, but yeah, 42.
Why does everybody need a computer?
Yeah. That's incredible. They want to check their stat. They want to check their fantasy league, how they're doing.
I'm sure every member of a baseball team can afford one of those smartphones that has like the wireless and it's got the internet all over it. Why do these guys need a fucking computer in the locker room? But they have it. And everybody in that locker room is a gazillionaire. That's why I love my team. They spend money. I love them.
They're going to be like Roger Dorn and checking the stocks.
The fucking Yankees just paid luxury tax like $24 million.
That's pocket change.
It's pocket change.
It's ridiculous. I don't get it. You know what? The kicker is they probably won't make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs, but then they'll lose. You can't.
Because we won't make the playoffs, but we'll look good doing it.
You will. And you know what? You can't beat that.
A-Rod will hold a couple bombs in like a 12-2 route. I love it.
You can see like A-Rod at third base doing lines off a hooker.
A-Rod.
Because he can.
Fielding some ground balls at third, getting a blowjob by Madonna. Who doesn't want to watch that?
You think she's going to go to Yankee games now?
I hope she does, that fucking cougar.
You want to be there? Be like, what up? I'm Kieran McCann, Lunatic Radio. What up?
Yeah. And who'd you get? Who did the Mets get?
The Mets got K-Rod.
Yeah, K-Rod.
That's going to be good. They got JJ Putz.
You got a hack.
No. He's the
K-Rod.
best.
K-Rod. Guy looks like a cripple.
He's
on
not
the
a hack.
You ever see the guy's pitching motion? He looks like he's crippled. He looks like he's having a like he has epilepsy.
Let me explain something. The Mets have the best in the league, including the Yankees, the best the best end of the game, eighth and ninth.
By the way, the Yankees just signed Belladonna as the new bat player.
Oh, no.
She carries the bats in the ass. Thank you, Stoney666. It's unbelievable. No more pine tar for the Yankees.
And the hand,
ass juice.
And the handle's sticking out so you could grab it nice and easily.
You know, that ass piss is a lot better than pine tar.
Really?
It is.
Wow. A little more grip on it. A little more grip action.
I heard Belladonna retired, by the way, the famous porn star who, like, fucks lamps and shit.
Yeah, we talked about this.
She retired. She got, like, hemorrhoids or something. Didn't we ask her that when we had her on the program? Asked her if she ever like blew a knee out or had to get like an ACL fucking reconstruction or some shit?
Yeah, she's got hemorrhoids.
The only porn star I've ever heard of that can actually fucking suffer injuries at work. Ridiculous.
She's trying too hard. She needs to... Well, she's retired now, but she needed
to
slow
it's
down.
Not going
to
be a new bit. Maybe chemist Kieran. Let's see where we can mail Kieran.
That would be good. On location.
I can fit. You go to like Staples and shit, get one of those big envelopes. I bet you I can fit in there.
See, Kieran, you're supposed to come back with, well, I don't care where I go as long as it's not Ontario, California. You see, that's the bit.
Who would want it? It's not Merry Christmas in Ontario. It's just always.
It's like, hey, I'm alive another day in Ontario, California.
When bad people die, they end up in Ontario, California.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Fucking shithole.
It's pretty scary, though.
A buddy of mine, when we were out there for the fucking the New Media Convention, which turned out to be New No One Cares Convention.
All right.
when we were out there, didn't we have a buddy who went to like a Jack in a Box and almost got a fucking cat?
Yeah. Burt Baccaroni.
Yeah. He was getting like a burger and there were guys like shooting his car.
He came back and he was just like
terrified.
White. He was white. I mean, he was white, but I mean, just so frightened. Mm. Who would have thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, so it is the LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock hanging out with you. Josh is on vacation. We're having some beers. And this show is pretty much going to end early and it's going to be like a year in review show.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why the ending early was important. You like doing that.
Yeah, it's going to end early because we shouldn't be here.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And, well, we got to start off the show by saying history was made today.
Yes!
History was made
today. Colon, colon, cries.
Now, Ontario, California is a shitty place.
Yeah.
But I think...
But if you live in Detroit...
You win.
No, you lose. Oh, you win at losing.
You know, you win and lose because you're in Detroit.
Sorry for jumping the gun, but I couldn't help it.
This is what happened earlier today to the great city of Detroit.
But as Aaron Rodgers takes a knee, it brings to the end an extremely disappointing season in Detroit. Clock ticks down here in Green Bay. The Lions find themselves in a very familiar position for 16 weeks, starting in Atlanta back in September. They took the field thinking this was going to be their day. 16 times they were wrong, and now there are no Sundays left. The record books will show that the 2008 Detroit Lions are the first team in NFL history to go 0-16.
Oh, my God. It cannot get funnier than that in professional sports.
That's not fun. That's sad.
So how'd you guys do back in 2008? I don't know. I remember that season.
Well, we won a couple games in 2007.
Yeah, 2007, we were great. 2008, I remember playing.
Not so much.
I remember.
It just sucks because leading up to it, ESPN kept on showing the Buccaneers of like 81, and they're just like all these clumsy plays. Now they're going to have to redo it every time for the worst team. They're going to show like the Oslowski, the Detroit quarterback, however you say it, running out of bounds.
Did you
safety.
See that? That highlight is the best that, highlight of the that this season.
As long as there's never a team, until another team comes close, they're always going to show that clip of him going out of bounds in the end zone.
Yeah, the quarterback for the Lions takes the snap, drops back, he trots over to like the left or something, right? Mm-hmm. He's in the end zone and he's looking to just throw like a screen pass,
sure,
or some shit
just to get it out, yeah.
What he didn't notice is that he's in the fucking third row of the stands trying to throw a fucking pass.
He didn't realize. He didn't know that rule.
Yeah.
He didn't know that rule. He had to stay in bounds to make
that throw.
He had to
stay in bounds to make a legal throw.
Oh, poor Detroit Lions.
There's more to this.
But now it's time to turn the page. In the words of Hall of Fame coach George Allen, folks, the future is now. And I'm not talking about trading all your draft picks for 35-year-old men. The future is now. I'm talking right now, this minute. This franchise needs to look forward and correct the problems that have brought us all to this point.
Yeah, here's problem number one. You play in Detroit. Problem number one. By the way, this is the radio announcer for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Who's doing a me, yeah. I impression.
Joey, my moment in the spotlight.
Yeah. Please, ESPN, please somebody run this tape on SportsCenter.
We're in the words of Rod Marinelli, by record, they are the worst team in league history. Again, the future is now. And the future can be full of success, but only
if we move out of Detroit and like play somewhere else, because Detroit sucks. The team is clinically depressed showing up to that field, knowing they have to travel through the what is in Detroit? Is there any nice things in Detroit that you're when you drive into the stadium?
Well, here's
nice to look at.
Here's some that'll put.
Did you see homeless people in burnt down houses?
Here's some that'll put things in perspective for people who, you know, root for their local team. Detroit is so bad and is in so much trouble. The city, yeah, not just the sports franchise, but the city itself, that Detroit games are blacked out in their city because they can't get enough people to go to the games. So instead of having people just watch at home, they're like, fuck you, get to the stadium and support your team. Otherwise, we're not going to show you the game. So, the Thanksgiving game, the annual Thanksgiving game, their moment was blacked out in Detroit. You couldn't watch it.
You couldn't watch it. Oh, my God. And they play, it's not like they play in the NHL. They're a fucking football team.
NFL.
Football is the biggest sport in this country.
And you only have 16 games.
Only 16 games. Everybody's watching fucking football on Sundays. Everybody's there fucking when people go to tailgate at a Giant or Jet game here in New York, they're there like fucking Saturday.
Yeah, it's like drinking. A vacation trip.
It's a big fucking deal. And Detroit can't even get a fucking TV contract. Blacked out. No one's going to the fucking game other than the players.
It is very
who don't even want to be there. Because it's in Detroit. All right, here's more of the me, radio announcer for the Detroit Lions, 97.1, The Ticket.
If the mistakes of the past are left right there, 0-16, those are the numbers that will forever be associated with the Detroit Lions. You want better numbers? Better things need to happen starting in this offseason. And I think the Lions are headed for some big decisions that they hope will move them in the right direction.
How about a decision?
I thought you were just going to say, and move them. Period.
Baby steps. How about a decision? Like winning or something. Scoring points. A decision.
I know,
not
but
big decisions.
It's a little tough because we haven't followed them enough to know what kind of decisions were made in the past. But clearly, when you're starting QB, doesn't know how the rules work with going out of bounds. Yeah. That's a little weird.
Yeah, knowing when you're on the 1 yard line, your 1 yard line, and you're a quarterback, not to take the 5-step drop. How about we...
They're on the 1 yard line. Let me start the shotgun. Shotgun formation.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy! No shotgun because you're in the fucking end zone, dick! Tommy, yeah, no! No shotgun on this one! You're in the third row, shit dick! You gotta be on the field to be a player.
On the field.
That is the best fucking highlight of the Detroit Lions this year. Is that motherfucker taking that snap and literally running out of the end zone to throw a pass.
It sucks. That clip will be played now for as long as they're, you know, whenever, anytime another team's coming close to 0-16.
Yeah, the other highlight that you saw from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in the day when they went 0-14, they only played 14 games back then, was the what was it, the punter?
Yeah.
The over the head snap, yeah. And he tries to kick the ball and misses it.
And he just like trips over himself.
Yeah.
He looked like a piece of shit.
That guy is happy as hell today, yeah. Because that highlight is gone.
It's gone. It's deleted. Deleted from history.
ESPN, delete. On that one.
Yeah, now we got to put this fucking guy going. Yeah. That sucks.
This guy running into the fucking locker room.
Oh, I feel
to throw
so
fucking
bad
pass.
For that guy.
Oh, it's so funny. Here's more from me. 97.1, the ticket.
Direction. 31-21, the final. Packers over the Lions. We'll be right back.
Okay, odds are if you're one of the people.
Actually, I have some more audio, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or is it? Oh, shit, I just left it.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
Post-game show brought to you by Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
And that play could be a finalist in the Trojan End's Boner of the Week Award.
Yeah. Guy's trying to throw a fucking pass from the hot dog stand. Asshole. What's your problem?
I want to get to, at least I could do is get this guy's names right.
I mean, this guy is a quarterback in the NF fucking L. NF fucking L. And he doesn't know that he can't take a 5-step drop and fade to the left to throw a pass in the end zone. Are you a dope? If you're a quarterback in the NFL, you probably have played, I don't know, high school football, peewee football, maybe some collegiate football, Division 1A, Division 1 AA football. You've played some shit, and you've probably been in that situation when you're taking a snap near your end zone, and you know not to drop back fucking 80 steps. This asshole. I mean, how bad is the coaching there? How bad is the you went 0-16. You went 0 for a season. That is unbelievable. 16 times they had an opportunity to win a football game. And they didn't. They didn't.
In some ways, it's harder to lose every game than it is to win every game.
It really is. That's why I love it. That's why I think it's hard. How do you not
win
a game?
That's what they were saying, you know, like with like 4 or 5 weeks left to go in the season, they're questioning, or 6 weeks to go. 5 weeks, I'm sorry. If Tennessee would go undefeated or if the Lions would go winless. And everyone across the board is saying, there's no way a team could go winless.
Yeah, right.
There's no way.
Not win?
There's too much parity.
You got a team full of guys who are like all-stars in college. You know, you're going to... I mean, they all have athletic ability. They're not just throwing Joey the Plumber out there to play fucking defensive tackle. I mean, these guys, you know... played football and they excelled in football. That's why they're in the NFL. You would think, you know, they would put together something and win a game, maybe 6-3 or something, you know?
Right.
No.
Yeah,
like luck. I mean, there's a little bit of luck in football. You know,
absolutely.
I play a little bobbled ball, sure. Interception, blah, 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 turnover. You would think that would happen throughout a no, not with the Lions. Not with the Lions. I fucking love the Lions. I'm going to be a Lions fan. Fuck the Giants. Winning Schminning.
Dan Orlovsky, that's the guy's name.
Is that his name?
That's the guy.
Oh, I love you. I want to send that guy a Christmas gift.
Yeah, you stink, LOL.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, he was a second. I think Kitna was the starting quarterback, and then Kitna went down. Kitna played it smart. He's like, fuck it. I ain't playing with this team.
No, I don't want to be your quarterback. I'd rather retire. 0-16. What do you do? What do you do now? I mean, even as like a player, like an NFL guy on that team, right?
Mm-hmm.
During the offseason, he goes to a bar. You know, and he thinks he's gonna mack the chicks and shit, and it turns out, that guy plays with the Lions. You can't even like gloat that you're an NFL player playing for that team when you're at a bar.
Yeah, right. You can't be like, yeah, I play for the Detroit Lions. You can't do that.
No, you can't. Yeah, I play in the NFL.
Yeah, just say the NFL.
Go up to a couple broads. You know, you go up to a couple broads at a bar. Yeah, I play for the Lions.
Forget it. You're done.
You're
done.
They're gonna be blowing the kid that lives at home and he's 35.
You'd be like, oh yeah, I play for the NFL. Oh really? What team? The what? The Troy Lions. And you just see dust cloud as all the chicks run.
Yeah, right. Unbelievable, these guys.
How fucking do you? Lions.
Getting a little Bondo for like two beers. Right?
And you had a Coors Light and a Sam Adams Light.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be careful. I'm actually having one of my buddy Rob's gifts to me. Weyerbacher Delta. It's like a winter ale. It's very good. I'm trying to be careful. Oh, there's your chick, Kieran, in the chat room.
Thank God. Where you been? My motivation's been shit for the first segment. Thank God. There's my motivation, everybody. Say hello to Ash live in the chat room.
You're ridiculous.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, start the show. Year in review show. We got a lot of fucking clips. You want me to go through these, Ron?
Right now?
Well, I'll just read you the titles.
Okay. I don't care.
What we're going to do on today's show, people, is...
Masturbate on air. No?
I think like a theme of the show has been pretty much society falling apart in
yeah,
the world.
We were grumpy old men this year.
The one thing that we've noticed on this show is just from like playing all the news clips and shit right. over the last year, that pretty much people are nuts and the world is coming to an end. So what we're going to do is go... I don't know if we're going to revisit every single one of these, but we're going to go back and play some of the stories, news clips that we've, covered over the last year and just reiterate the fact that we're all going to hell.
Right.
And an example of that is pretty much all the news stories that we've played over the years, or this year.
And one word, idiocracy.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All right, taking a break. I'm getting drunk. It's December 28th. I shouldn't be doing radio. Rock here, New York. Back right after this.
Hey, this is Jim Norton, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com. Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
Fuck, these guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock hanging out with you in New York. Loudmouth, everybody. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-546. Hit us up. Word up. I hope everybody had a great Christmas.
No, you don't. Stop it. I do. I wish everybody had a great Christmas or Hanukkah.
Did you have a good Christmas, Rock? It sounded like you did.
No, I did. It was nice.
What is that about? Nice of Kieran's WVU to come into Columbus and donkey punch my Buckeyes.
What? What was that?
What game are you watching, sir?
What year are you in, Jimmy?
I don't understand.
Jimmy's having flashbacks to 82.
I don't even know when West Virginia ever played. Oh, yeah, they did play him. And
hoops. Oh, and who follows basketball?
Oh, really? We kicked your ass in hoops?
Yeah, that was last night, I believe. Yeah, he's got a point. Yeah. We're thinking football.
Well, fuck with the Big East, kid.
All right, shut up.
Oh, we're great in fucking basketball.
Oh, like you watch it.
I do. I went to a fucking St. John's WVU game last year.
All right, let's get away from sports. People are going to lose people's interest. Even though people still find us funny, even though we're talking about sports.
By the way, can you move the thing over so I can see? There she is. Look at that. Stop it. I love stick cam. It's like the greatest thing in the world.
Do you want it? Here you go. I'll do this.
Yeah, put her on the big screen.
Well, we're not going to make her the... There you go.
Oh, come on. She's got to... We need to... Unpixelate that or whatever it is.
She's like, oh, whatever, shut up.
The chick in the chat room is kind of cute, so we just...
Kieran's got a crush.
Excuse me, back to the radio show. Yeah, radio DJ guy. By the way, did you hear about the...
No!
You didn't hear about it?
Absolutely not.
All right, I won't go into it then.
Oh.
The Santa shooter.
Stop it! What?
It's a Christmas story.
No, what?
Yeah, it's a warm... warm story from the Christmas. It's like a kicker. You know, like back in broadcasting? Well, we didn't go to broadcasting school.
No.
But, like, the kicker story is always, like, a feel-good story. You usually end your little news broadcast with it. You know, a little kicker. Send the folks away with a happy thought.
Sure.
That's what this story is. The Santa shooter.
Okay.
And, well, here's audio of the incident. It's from a press conference.
Last night at approximately 11:30 p.m., our officers responded to a call of a shooting at 1129 Millcrest in the city of Covina. It is a upper-middle-class residential neighborhood. Apparently last night there was a Christmas Eve party being held by the family that resides there with approximately 25 people invited to the party. They apparently have a tradition every year where a neighbor will dress up as Santa Claus and come over to the house and help with the festivities and the children for the holiday. Unfortunately, that neighbor has since left the area. Last night at about 11:30, however, there was a knock at the front door, and a gentleman dressed as Santa Claus was at the door carrying a large wrapped package. That person has been described and identified as Bruce Jeffrey Pardo. An 8-year-old girl at the party ran to the front door, opened the door, where she was immediately shot by Mr. Pardo. She was shot once in the face.
See, like, happy thoughts. You know, you send a viewer away with a happy thought.
Yeah. All right.
It appears Mr. Pardo then entered the residence and began firing indiscriminately at the people inside the house.
It's a feel-good story.
It is.
Probably the feel-good story of the year.
Yeah.
Naturally, everybody fled the house best they could, even jumping from second floor windows.
They were jumping for joy.
Mr. Pardo, the package he had appears to be a homemade pressurized device to help spread flammable accelerant throughout the residence. He did spread the accelerant, and the house did combust. Mr. Pardo then left the residence apparently in a small compact car. Our officers were on the scene within 3 minutes, and as you can imagine, they were met with just a scene that was indescribable. Fire resources from LA County Fire responded and spent a significant amount of time and resources battling the house, which was fully engulfed in flames and appears to be a total loss.
Wow.
All right. So pretty much... nothing good coming from that story.
No, there was no feeling good. Unless you were feeling your fucking hammer during that story. There's no feel good to it.
There was, wow.
Which I was, by the way.
That's just a downer. The only good part about that story is that the word Christmas was in there. The guy said the word Christmas in there somewhere.
Yeah, I got the word in there.
Holy Christ, who is this asshole? What a dick. Well, he's dead.
Right.
But fuck him. Here's more.
Oh.
Police in Glendale, California, cordoned off an area surrounding an SUV rented by the man suspected of going on a murderous Christmas Eve rampage. They used a remote control robot to...
By the way, it was Santa Claus. Fucking asshole. Got lazy. I'm pissed. I'm tired of fucking delivering gifts.
Inspect the Toyota RAV4 rented by Bruce Pardo. Police say he dressed up in a Santa suit and killed 9 people at his former in-law's home. The electrical engineer disguised an incendiary device as a present. It started the inferno that destroyed the home. 9 people died. A rental car he had driven to the house was rigged to set off 500 rounds of ammunition and later exploded outside his brother's home. Pardo was found dead inside with a single gunshot wound to the head. With the car explosion in mind, police cleared out homes near to where they found the second vehicle.
Well, about 10 o'clock, the police officers knocked on the door and asked us to evacuate. And we responded, of course, and so we decided we'd go catch a movie and hopefully this would clear out. They didn't give us a whole lot of details at the time, but as we were driving away, they indicated that the bomb squad was on the way, and so...
Schneike's got it. It's OJ. Hey, OJ was Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I brought you some juice.
That encouraged us to move it along.
Police say in this case, the car was clean. The slaughter came 6 days after Pardo and his ex-wife appeared in court to finalize their divorce. Police believe the dad includes Sylvia Pardo and her parents.
Man, that marriage is a bitch.
The Pardos had been married less than 3 years.
LR editorial.
Bruce Pardo lost his job in July. Court papers indicate he was drowning in debt. When Pardo's body...
Why do people get married?
He was found $17,000 was strapped to it. Money he apparently planned to use to fund an escape to Canada. Matt Friedman, The Associated Press.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you from The Associated... Wow. What a downer. Jesus.
That sucks. Hey, I got some audio from him when he was going on his rampage.
Oh, really?
Because people were wondering who it was.
Yeah.
Do you not know who I am? He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm going to hit you with your own pimp. I'm bad. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world.
Not funny, haha. Funny, queer.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of that.
That was the feel-good story of the year right there.
Yeah.
I read something today also that Pardo guy, Don Pardo.
Don Pardo.
Is it Don Pardo?
I believe so, or Jimmy Pardo, one or the other. Or Joey Pardo.
It's Joey Pardo, Don's brother. Apparently he was distraught over his a child that he had with the lady he was getting divorced from. Apparently this kid had some sort of a pool accident, like a Tommy Lee thing, Pam Lee thing. Remember when the kid like drowned in the pool?
Yes.
Well, apparently this kid like hit his head in a pool party or something and he was all fucked up. And it was something with taxes. I don't understand what the hell was going on.
It was words. But threw me off.
It pissed off the guy and he shut up the joint.
That sucks.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. I thought this was a feel-good story.
It is.
If you're jerking off,
you're like the devil. You guys loving this shit. Unbelievable. Fuck.
That sucks.
So this is what I do. I turn on the cable news on Christmas to hear a bunch of good news. Happy holidays, everybody. And I see this guy. I see this guy's mugshot and talking about how he shot up a Christmas party. What the fuck?
Karen, I'm not liking this. We start off with two downer stories. Between the Detroit Lions going 0-16 and now this.
I got to say, Detroit Lions going 0-16 is a lot worse than this story.
Yeah.
0-16. What's more important, NFL or an 8-year-old getting shot in the face?
I'll leave you to that one. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not making any decisions. These people can, you can decide for yourself.
Yes! It's an open forum.
You can decide for yourself.
You make
Lions going 0-16 or an 8-year-old getting shot in the face, hanging on to life in a hospital.
What's worse?
In critical condition. What's better?
Oh, what's, yeah.
Oh, what's worse?
Yeah.
Guaranteed our listeners go with fucking Lions losing 0-16 in a season. Assholes.
Hotel Rock is voting for Dallas losing. Oh.
Fucking Cowboy fan.
They stink. Awful.
An NFL player being shot in the face coming in from the chat room.
By an 8-year-old? How about that for a twist?
What an asshole this guy is, Don Pardo. Is it Don Pardo? I don't even... Who's Don Pardo?
That's that announcer guy. The voice announcer guy.
I'm Don Pardo.
I was at Jimmy Pardo. I think it's Jimmy Pardo.
Is it Jimmy Pardo? Joey Pardo.
No.
What's this guy's name?
Or maybe it is Don Pardo.
It's not Don Pardo. Don Pardo's the announcer for, like, somebody.
Yeah, tell him, yeah, Don Pardo. I'm Don Pardo.
I'm Don Pardo. Isn't he an announcer for fucking SNL?
I don't know what he fucking does.
This is exactly this show right here. We
I don't remember.
We just don't cover news. Go to CNN if you want the fucking breaking news on this story. Because we think it's Don Pardo who shut up a Christmas party.
If you want the real
fact. And I know for a fact it wasn't Don Pardo. I'm Don Pardo. I'm here to shoot up your Christmas party.
This look gun my- brought to you by Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, Smith & Wesson. Take a shot to the face.
That's not their slogan.
It is.
Oh.
I'm Don Pardo. I said it.
Oh.
That's the tagline. And it sticks.
It's got some schnaz.
Why is my drunken...
You're only 2 beers.
I know, but I'm Irish and I'm fucking 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing, not a speck of athletic ability.
Athletic?
Yeah.
All right. I want to go to the good stuff. Come
my
on, Kieran.
My mouth isn't even athletic.
Weird.
Can't get out the good words.
Like the and.
You know what this show is? This show is a manufacturer of nonsense.
Wow. We produce nonsense.
We produce nonsense. We should.
Our major export is nonsense.
Yeah, and we should produce. We should have a factory in Detroit.
Hey.
The shittiest. You know what? Detroit should be sold to Dubai. That's what should happen.
Wow. I like that.
We have this thing on the radio show where, you know, obviously the whole country is in like a huge fucking drought. Just financially. Shit's fucking, so we're in a recession. Depression's coming up, right?
Right.
We got the big depression. Everybody's looking forward to it.
The big depression.
Everybody's going to be waiting online for bread.
To compare with the Great Depression, the new one is the Big Depression. Remember the Great Depression, Kieran?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently my
social study skills just flew out the window.
Social what?
Social studies.
I don't get it. I American. Don't talk to people.
No, not that.
What'd you say?
Social studies, not like history, right. American history, you know.
Yeah, we're heading into a fucking depression in this country, and Detroit, what we decided on the show was to sell states, duplicate states. We got North and South Carolina.
Right.
We got North and South Dakota. We got Rhode Island, who no one gives a shit about. Fucking, what is Delaware? Delaware is like somebody's backyard. Can we just get rid of that shit? It's like an acre of land. Can we just sell it to somebody?
Give or take.
At least sell it to some, like, guys who build houses. You know, let them build a neighborhood in that motherfucker. It would help out the country to sell some of this fucking land off. North Dakota was the one we centered in on. Because there's nothing there.
So do you think we should get rid of Michigan, but maybe since they're split up into two parts, let them keep that upper peninsula? Like, they don't need all that land. Just let them have, you know, you don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? Wow, Tyrion headlight. He's like, upper what? Upper what? Upper Pennsylvania?
Did you say upper penis?
No, upper peninsula.
So I don't have one of those. What are you working with?
I work Forget it. I'm not even going to go there.
Upper what?
I'm not even going to bother. I just Oh, man. If people could have seen his
Detroit
face.
Detroit has a pencil factory?
The face he just made was like, those were words I've never heard of.
Anyway, Detroit's a shitty city, right? Sell the motherfucker. Come on. Sell to somebody who can renovate the fucking shit.
Yeah, rebuild. Like, yeah, as we talked about. Kind of like,
Rebuild it.
Yeah. Flip it.
Get rid of Eminem. Get rid of fucking Kid Rock.
I don't think they're there anymore.
Well, just fucking rebuild the shit. Clear it out. Napalm the motherfucker.
No, that's not nice.
Why not?
Because there's people that
live
there.
They do it every Halloween.
What?
It's hell night there. Every Halloween they burn down the city.
I don't think they
For some
napalm.
Reason they think it's festive.
I don't think Sarkisberg.
Devil's Night. What do they have there? And fuck Detroit... No. Detroit is not the lunatic radio of cities. Detroit should be rebuilt by the guys who can do it. And that's Joey Sheik in Dubai, who can do it. We're going to sell him fucking North Dakota. We're going to sell him South Carolina. We're going to give him Delaware and Rhode Island and Detroit.
Oh, I got it, Kieran. Ready? The Dubai Lions. It's close. It's got a D, so Detroit people won't really notice.
Why not?
Dubai Lions.
Why not?
Why not, I say?
The Dubai Lions.
I'll be down for it. Dubai Lions.
Fuck them all.
What?
0-16.
That's a lot of people.
You have a shitty city who has three major companies. The car companies, they're all failing. The fucking... Do they have a hockey team?
Detroit Red Wings. That's their one bright spot. Detroit Red Wings.
When your hockey...
You just laughed.
When your hockey team is the bright spot in your city... Shoot yourself.
Oh, no.
Shoot yourself.
Oh, we can't rank
them. When people are going, hey, the Red Wings are going to save us because they play hockey.
You can't do this.
Why? Ford, Chrysler, and fucking Suzuki.
No,
Who's the other one?
Suzuki.
They all suck. Suzuki. The Lions suck. Oh.
It also suspected of the Detroit Lions, huh?
It does. Fat Brother's calling me, too.
Oh, he's calling you right now?
Yeah.
Don't call him the show.
I can't. He's on the phone.
Uh-oh. All right. So let's get to like, the stuff. Come on. Year in review.
Oh, yeah. Year in review. What were we talking about?
Feel good story of the year.
Year in review, everybody. This is when we're going to go back and look over the wacky stories that we have covered over the last year, right?
Right.
Is that what we're going to do?
Absolutely.
I got a bunch listed here. We'll just start out with this one.
Wait, should we take a break and then come back and start it?
How long did I go? I go long enough?
We're at 18.
I'm getting bombed. No one should be doing radio on December 28th.
That's the point. That's the whole point.
That's the point I'm trying to make on this show.
We just literally spent the entire segment on a feel-good story and then back on Detroit. That's
Detroit
not right.
Sucks.
No, hey, don't say that.
0-16.
My chick is there. Well, she's getting out of there.
Well, get her out.
She is getting out.
Get her out before the fucker falls.
She's out of there very soon. Even if I gotta drag her out.
Yeah, we'll get in a van and we're just gonna drag her out of there, Rock.
Not drag her. Put her in the van.
The only good thing in Detroit is Rock's girl.
Get her out of there.
We gotta get her out.
It's hilarious.
All right, taking a break. Back, lunaticradio.com show. Where's my motivation? She's still here?
Of course.
I want to talk to her. Have her call in.
She should call in. I think for the year-end show, Ash should call in.
Ash has got to call in.
A.K.A. motivation for Kieran. She should call into the radio
show.
My
motivation. There she is.
All right, I'm taking a break.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's it, fucker.
God bless you people.
Done, no, thank God. It's lunaticradio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. Who's this, Rock?
MIA, Paper Planes. Also known as, no one on a national scale would have known about me if it wasn't for Pineapple Express. But it's good stuff. If you like this kind of sound, check it out, MIA.
Word up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com. Show K-Rock hanging out with me in New York, getting a little drunk.
So guess who's calling in a couple seconds?
We don't have any,
we don't have any what?
Bosses, so we can get drunk.
Right.
I'm not really, I'm like buzzing now. I definitely can't
buzz a frog?
Think, which is a bad thing. I like this song.
It's a good song. You get into it? Feeling it?
I dig when chicks get gangster.
Really? Make sure the laptop's on, dude.
Word up, it is. We're
okay.
Good. We're good.
No, the volume.
It is good.
Oh.
We're all good. All good. Hey,
sorry.
Everybody, lunaticradio.com show. K-Rock hanging out with you. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline. 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666. I guess we're watching the young lady named Ash in the chat room who's listening live. She's isn't she from California?
I don't know.
She's one of them California blondes.
As far as I know, it's West Coast.
West Coast? Yeah. She's our motivation to do the show.
I'm trying to get her to call in so she could say hi to Kieran. Oh, she's from Seattle.
Seattle?
Seattle.
I have to work on that.
What does that mean?
It's very rainy there. Yeah. So what we're going to do, your review, right?
Right!
Play some of the audio we've covered over the last year. Some of the stories we've covered, kind of reflect on the year that's been on lunaticradio.com show. Yes. What we've noticed over the year is that pretty much everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
Pretty much.
Not only radio in general, but society. Kids are nuts. They're absolutely crazy. They're nuts.
We're fucked.
Yeah, we're all fucked. That's what we've noticed by covering all this crap. And we don't really cover anything. We hear a news story and like, oh my God, did you hear what that guy did? And we play it on the show and we sit here and go, what the fuck? What's going on in this world? So here's one of the stories we covered. I got a whole list of them. We'll just ramble through them. Here's, remember the Bigfoot? The guy that thought he discovered Bigfoot?
Yes, Joey Bigfoot guy. Yes. Oh, I remember this. Yes. It was this year.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
Hunter claiming, look at this, here it is, that he has found the body that will confirm with scientific proof that Bigfoot does exist. And Tom joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
All right, so this is an unbelievable picture here. In more ways than one, some would argue. You know you're going to get some guff for this. What is this thing? Where'd you find?
Oh, we got to cut it. Here we go. A call from a hot chick in Seattle. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Wow, that's you, the webcam girl.
Yeah, you told me to call.
Turn down your radio, because I can hear myself.
Would you like
Let's
that?
Make her do stuff.
No, you can't make her. What are you going to make her do?
I don't know. Just sit there and giggle on the phone for 20 minutes.
That's all, Karen. That's all you want. Wow.
How are you? How'd you find the show? Your name is Ash, right? How many questions can I ask you in what time? How are you doing, Ash?
I'm okay. I'm getting ready to go to work.
Well, where do you work? Hopefully somewhere where you get naked.
I work at the mall.
Do you get naked at the mall?
No, not normally.
Whoa, not normally?
Wait, so you've had one of those like relations in a dressing room, maybe?
Maybe.
You have?
No! No, it was a joke. I was kidding.
Do you have one of those boyfriends?
No,
I don't have one of those boyfriends.
How? Why? Why don't you have a boyfriend? You're very attractive.
I don't want one of those boyfriends.
Are you one of these girls that dates many men at a time?
No.
No? What is that?
Not at all.
When was the last time you had sex? I want to know.
Karen will tell you.
What was the answer?
I don't want to answer that.
Are you a virgin?
No.
How old are you, young lady? Don't
I
say 14.
You.
20? 18?
No, I said I already told you.
18?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's right in Kira's wheelhouse.
You're a new car. Do you know that? You're a new car.
What does that mean?
She's a new car just off the manufacturing line on the lot, ready for me to buy. That's what you are.
To buy? All right.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Am I scaring
Hello?
You?
What?
Am I scaring you?
You're intimidating me.
Oh, wait, why? Why? Ooh, intimidating?
I like that.
Wait a minute. Intimidating? Why is Karen intimidating you? Why would he be intimidating? This is a 5 foot nothing guy who weighs 120 pounds. How could he possibly be intimidating?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm shy.
Oh, don't be shy around him. Look, just call him an asshole. Just call him an asshole. Say it once. He'll like it. Just call him
no.
an asshole. You'll feel better because now you'll have dominance over him so that you won't feel so shy.
I always have dominance over everyone.
Real? Well, tell him.
I like that.
Tell him off.
I like that.
Call him a shitty internet radio host. Deuce, come on. Give it to
no.
him.
No. Be nice. You're going to hurt his feelings.
I hurt my feelings.
Aw, you're going to hurt his feelings?
Do you have, like, some brick and duct tape on you?
Whew.
That fell flat.
You just went, whoo.
All right, so you're hot and you're from Seattle, you're 18, and you don't have a boyfriend.
No, sir.
You need to set higher goals.
What do you mean? What do you need her to do?
This girl needs to have a boyfriend. She can't be walking around 18 years old looking like she does without a boyfriend who can buy her things and treat her nice.
Oh, are you going to be that guy?
Aw, that was cute.
I'm not cute. I'm 32.
That was cute.
I'm not cute. I'm 32.
I like this one. Can I put a down payment on you?
Sure.
Whoa.
Hold on a sec.
Not funny.
Oh, fuck it.
She'd like a down payment on her back, on her belly. Eh. It depends on where he's going to put that down payment.
Two balls on the chin. That's
Let me ask you, Ash. Yeah, what's the oldest guy you ever dated before?
Well, she's
20.
20, what?
4, 5.
Now, did you have, how old were you when you dated this guy?
17.
Do you realize, did you guys have the old sexual relations?
Sure.
You wow. did?
Well, why not? Why else would you be with a guy?
I love 18.
No, I'm asking. See?
All right, here's my down payment.
Oh, get that joke in.
Thank you. Took a little while. I just like looking at you.
Which one am I talking to?
It's Kieran.
Rocket.
No, don't do that. Mm-hmm. It's Kieran.
How did you find the show?
How did I find it? On StickCam. You guys were on live streams.
Do you like the show, or do you just like the attention that everybody gives you?
Oh, good question.
You guys are amusing.
Oh, that's one of the best answers we could possibly receive.
I bore myself, actually. It's unbelievable.
You are
it's entertaining,
cool.
so.
Is it entertaining?
Yeah, it really is.
Here, Karen, this is for you.
That's against the law right there. Do you check out the MySpace sites of young women?
Can you mail yourself to me?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Well, hey, let's get right to the brass tacks, if you will, Ash. Would you ever date a guy who's 32?
You don't need to date, just need to fuck.
Oh. All right.
I'm just kidding, Ash.
All right. What, yeah, what's
but
your,
actually, I'm waiting for an answer.
Yeah, what, is 32 within your wheelhouse, if you will?
I don't know. It depends.
On what? Big dick? Big wallet?
What is it? What about a man at 18 years old do you find attractive? What is the thing that that attracts you to them?
If they're fun.
Well, there goes Karen's chances.
I love 18-year-olds. All you have to do is be fun.
How are you fun?
I am fun.
Would you ever date
if they can keep up.
Keep up with you?
Oh, I like that. She's,
all right, you might have me there.
She's got spunk.
Around 9 o'clock, I get a little tired. I want to watch a little internet porno and go to bed. I don't know if I can keep up with the 18-year-old. It's a little spunky.
You'd make that effort.
Do you go to the clubs? Do you go to the clubs and shake the booty and stuff?
Me?
Yeah.
Not so much. Every once in a while, but it's not a regular thing.
What kind of music do you like? Do you like the southern rap and shit, or do you like the rock and roll?
Like, you know who? Like reggae and like 80s rock music is really good.
Reggae and 80s music, all right.
Not 80s music, 80s rock music.
Oh, 80s rock music.
When do you have to go to work?
5 o'clock here, 8 o'clock there.
All right, Ash. Do me a favor. She's on the webcam now, right, Rock?
Yeah, she is.
Can you just go lay on your bed? Don't do anything. I don't know if she can hear me if you play the music.
No, there's already someone in my bed.
There's who's somebody in your bed?
Who's in your bed?
Yeah, wiggle your legs.
Who is that?
Rock, I can't see.
Oh, sorry. Who's in there?
Who's in your bed? Is that your boyfriend?
No.
Do you have a dog in your bed? Who's in your bed?
Wiggle your leg.
All right, can we stop playing? Who is it?
Is that
your dad?
Is that your dad?
No.
Are you guys into that taboo shit? Who's that? Tell that person to stand up. Is that guy stealing your TV? Is that a guy or a girl?
Why is she not telling us? Who is that?
I think that's a 32-year-old.
You lose. Who is that, Ash? Come on.
It's a friend.
Is that Mark Cuban?
It's a friend? What do you mean by a friend?
That means you blow him.
No, it's a girl.
You mean you...
All right, get in the bed. Now we got some work in here.
You do the little scissor dance?
Let's go, Ash. No. I know you people from Seattle.
Oh, that was
freaky.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, Kieran, way to go.
Who is that? Is that your sister?
No. I'm an only child.
So why do you have why do you have random people sleeping in your bed midday on a Sunday?
Beats me.
Why don't I have that?
I like pie.
Is that Chris Hansen?
So you knew what you were doing was wrong.
Look at her. She's all cute.
She's
nervous. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's holding her cheeks.
Aw.
She's looking all nice on the web camera. I just want to go to work, guys. Can I get off the internet radio show, please? All right, Ash, we'll let you go.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God. It's like we just let her go out of a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for sparing me. Thank you.
Well, Ash, I hope you continue to motivate us to do the radio show.
What about you?
Me, really. And have fun in Seattle. Have fun at work. You know what? Call in sick and just stay on the web camera.
I could, but I like money, so.
Kieran will buy things for you. Kieran's got fat cash. Kieran's fucking, he just looked at me like, what? He's like, where?
All right. Well, have fun.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for listening to our radio broadcast.
Just go lay in the bed. Just one lay in the bed so we can watch you.
If you're lucky.
Oh, she's teasing you. Mm-hmm. She likes you.
I know one way to get her into the bed, Rock. Ash, can you hang up so I can explain to Rock one way to get you into the bed?
Okay.
Okay, hang up.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Ash.
Bye.
If I just clubbed her with some, like, brick and duct tape,
she
would be right in the bed.
You do understand she's probably still listening.
Oh. That's how radio works, right?
I think so. So brick and duct tape. All right.
You're a review show, everybody. That was Ash from Seattle, who's 18 years old and hot.
So, Kieran, was that everything you wanted it to be?
It was 18.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah, that's 32 years old talking to an 18-year-old on the phone.
Come on. You listen, you live once, dude. She's legal. Do what you got to do. That's what I say.
Down payment.
I have no idea what the car thing means.
She's a new car.
All right.
New car. Ready to buy. Ready to purchase. That's what I'm talking about, people. Britt Andy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, Britt Andy, he knows.
He knows. That fucking sick he bastard.
Fucking Europeans.
Yeah, fucking sick fuck. your review. All right, the Bigfoot guy. Obviously, the story was Bigfoot was...
it was a hoax. It was a setup.
Apparently found in the woods, and they took the body, they stuffed it in a refrigerator, packed it with ice, yada, yada, yada. It turned out to be two radio guys who took a gorilla suit, packed it in fucking a refrigerator, threw some ice in there, and some pig guts. That's what it was. And the Bigfoot hunter... he actually bought the fridge and fucking monkey suit in the fridge there. And,
such a fucking
went
hoax.
On Fox News. And
I was really hoping dope. It was a real story, and I was let down.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bummed here. Here's one of the other, remember the bathroom lady.
The bathroom lady.
Bathroom lady. Remember that one?
Why, right? Karen? What story is this that you speak of?
Bathroom lady covered this way back when.
I can't remember yesterday.
It's disturbing that something like this could happen.
It is tragic.
I was literally amazed, shocked, and shocked.
John and Sally Mock live just feet away from this mobile home.
We were shocked, and we didn't know that's where it happened.
The Mocks now know that according to the Ness County Sheriff's Department, late last month, police received a call from the owner of this mobile home saying his girlfriend needed help. When police arrived, they found a 35-year-old woman stuck on the toilet, but she wasn't tied or bound. Instead, police say she had sat on the toilet for what could have been more than a month, causing her muscles and legs to form around the seat.
This is why
Karen jerks off at night.
We play this. Our fucking country... society itself is going to hell, people, and we need to go back and review. We need to change shit. 2009 is a new beginning, right, Rock?
We love new beginnings.
People make the New Year's resolutions. I think as a society as a whole, we need to make a new resolution as a society in America. We need to make one. Stop this shit. Sitting on a toilet for 2 fucking months because you're self-loathing fatty. Maybe, get off the fucking toilet.
Maybe she was reading a book. You know, sometimes you're like on the toilet and you're, you know, like reading something like the newspaper.
Investigators also believe she hadn't left the bathroom for more than 2 years.
I mean, I've never even seen a female.
What is this? I don't want to live in a country where I'm my neighbor might be staying in her bathroom for 2 years. What is that?
Well, at least you know they're not hooligans. You know, I don't know.
Remember the bikini coffee shop? Another story we covered.
Oh,
strange
yes.
Strange case of indecent exposure at a South Sound espresso stand leaves two young women terrified.
Pierce County Sheriff's investigators are looking for the man who came back 3 times dressed in women's underwear before an angry barista doused him with boiling hot water. Our South Sound reporter Kevin McCarty is live at the scene in Parkland where the incident was all caught on surveillance video. Kevin?
Margaret, it was just after 5 o'clock on Thursday morning. Two baristas were working at this Java Girls Espresso in Parkland. They say a man dressed in women's underwear came up into their drive-thru exposing himself and just kept coming back.
See? Yeah. He kept on coming and coming and coming.
That was a great story.
That was fantastic. So, there should be more of that, by the way.
Of course, if you're going to have a coffee shop... with chicks serving coffee in bikinis, you're going to get a psycho who pulls up to the fucking drive-thru jacking his goons.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Exactly. This is chicks in bikinis. I might want to just show up and start, you know, cranking one out.
In a day and age where you got internet porn, you can go onto the internet and fucking find anything you want to see. You can think of some random thought in your head. You're like, you know what? I want to see this. You can go onto the internet, Google it, and you'll be able to see it. And that... sort of society, this is going to happen. If you have fucking chicks in bikinis, guys are going to be jerking off outside the window.
Wait a minute, was this in Seattle? This happened in Seattle?
It might have happened in Seattle. It was Oregon, I think.
Oregon? Well, wait a minute. Maybe you could get Ash to get a job there.
Can you put the thing over? I can't see her.
Sorry.
There we go. There's Ash. Hi, Ash.
Imagine that. Maybe you could hook her up with a job there, Karen.
I'll let her.
All right, relax.
I'll let her go on my mochaccino machine.
Oh, look at you doing fucking innuendo jokes.
Coffee jokes. Never the...
Her friends work there, she just said, Karen.
Where? At the barista?
I guess so. At Hot Chocolate.
They do. Ash, call back in. I want to know about this.
Yeah, he's not kidding. We got to find out about this because we want the inside scoop.
Does Ash have any bikini pics?
Stop it.
I just want one.
Stop it.
Can you take a bikini pic, Ash? Who's that guy in your bed? I want to see that person's papers, who's ever in your bed.
You know, guys, you guys have been doing good shows, but since you went back to the chat, all you guys talk about are the chicks. Well, it's Karen, but...
How old is that person in your bed, Ash, in the chat room? Is that Man Cow?
Come on, Karen, focus. That's bad. Come on, focus.
Man Cow's career is still off the map.
She wants to call back in to talk about Hot Chocolate. That would be great, but if not...
Can you wax poetic about Hot Chocolate?
Yeah, we're all serious. We're kind of curious as to, like, we want the inside dish.
Can you go get a cup of Hot Chocolate and just pour it on yourself?
That would hurt.
Eh, well, scolding.
That's hurtful.
Hot chick screaming in pain. Kind of cool.
Weird.
Here's, remember the Canada decapitation?
Oh, yes. Out of Ottawa.
What is this?
This was a great story. Psycho in Canada. Who's that, Rock?
It's the phone ringing.
Okay, I'm gonna... Psycho in Canada on a bus decides to kill everybody on the bus.
Just took a knife out and stabbed him. Started stabbing him like crazy and cut his head off.
Police in Canada say they have arrested a 40-year-old man who allegedly stabbed and beheaded a fellow passenger on a bus. Witnesses say other passengers fled in horror as the attack took place aboard a Greyhound bus traveling from Edmonton to Winnipeg. Police say the suspect was captured when he tried to escape after the attack. The suspect has been charged with second-degree murder.
It was a blood-curdling scream. Like, it was... I don't think it'll leave me for a while.
Unbelievable, this guy on a bus just start randomly riding on a bus. Just gets up and starts stabbing some dude and then decapitates his head. After the rest of the passengers leave the bus.
Jeez.
Just starts cutting off his head with a knife.
That is crazy.
Now, it's not even like a big axe. He's cutting it with a knife. Like you do a sandwich.
It's a fucked up world we live in, sir.
Unbelievable. Chase Utley, by the way, dropped...
Your boy!
The Philadelphia Phillies, right? Won the World Series.
The Fighting Phils.
Fighting Phils of Philadelphia. At the celebration ceremony there at the Philly Stadium, whatever it is. What is it called?
Joey Park.
Costco Park or whatever the fuck
Costco
it is.
Costco Park.
There's Chase Utley.
Philly second baseman, Chase Utley.
Utley.
This is what happens when you give an athlete a microphone.
World champions.
Poignant.
Fucking champions!
Awesome.
Now everyone understood him.
Yeah, that's great shit.
That was a classic little
one. Realism right there.
I'd do that. You know what? I'd fucking say that.
Well, here's the CNN cunt.
Battlegrounds and the battle for the White House from two of our favorite analysts, Roland Martin. Well, I don't know. I'm going to go favorite there. CNN political analyst and Obama supporter.
You know you love me, Kara.
Elise Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist and CNN political contributor, is always on time. Sorry,
barely.
Leslie.
Oh, that's so
here.
Bad.
I ran here.
You're a good man.
Never gets old.
Oh.
Another great piece.
Cut.
Another great piece of audio.
That's
from
fantastic.
The past year.
Man, that
I love when
year.
The news anchors fuck up.
Yes. Oh, they're, you know, yeah.
Mm.
Everyone, you know, but they're entitled to their mistakes. It's just funny. It's just funny because they're trying to be all professional and then they drop a cunt.
You know what? They give us a point, a reason to do the radio show. I mean, when these professionals fuck up like this, they give us a reason to laugh on the radio program.
Tangent, Kieran? Kind of hot when a chick says cunt.
Yeah, Ash, call in. Just say, repeat the word cunt. And do that. That'll be fun for the radio program.
It would. And then follow up with it. Yeah, she's got to end with football for you, at least.
Ooh.
Whoa, careful there. Keep it in the pants, sir.
Ash, Colin, I got a couple things I need you to say.
Yeah, you can get little liners.
Yeah.
Kieran will just play them every night around 11 o'clock PM.
Yeah. Come on, Ash, Colin.
Or uppity cunt. Yes, if a chick says uppity cunt, forget it. I'm fucking jacking.
I have a story.
Hint, hint.
Story we played over the past year on the radio program called Chimney Man. Now, I don't know what this is about, but we'll play it. I think it's good audio.
Or in Evansville, man, as he tries to get inside.
She's calling back into the radio.
Well, at least she's, you know.
Hello, Ash.
Hi.
You gotta turn down your radio, young lady.
I'm doing it.
Oh, she's like, you're not the boss of me.
Right?
I like that.
All right, Ash, do me a favor, all right? This is gonna sound weird. But you need to say the word football.
Football?
Say it again.
Football?
Say it one more time.
Football.
It's like Beetlejuice. You need
three
times.
Much. Thank you very much. What else do we want her to do?
Say cunt and then uppity cunt, just to have that.
Say cunt.
Uppity cunt?
Yeah.
Hold on. Say cunt and uppity cunt.
Okay, cunt and uppity cunt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And that's about it. See you later, Ash.
Oh, wait a minute.
I just hung up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, that's all we needed. Ash, stay on the line. She's still on the phone.
Oh, she just looked at her phone. She just went, what was that? You know, you're so mean.
Stay there, Ash. We're going to need you in a couple minutes.
Oh, you'll need her.
Yeah.
You're so ridiculous.
Where are you at about 11 o'clock at night?
I don't blame you.
Chinaman, chimney man.
Wait, what?
Chimney man. Chimney man. Story we covered over the year. I don't know what this is.
The Chinaman? Did you just say Chinaman?
We're going back over some of the crazy, wacky stories that we covered over the past year in 2008. News stories. Here we go.
Or in Evansville, man, as he tries to get inside a house through a chimney.
Oh, I remember this one.
Stuck. He had to be rescued overnight by local emergency crews. It's a story you'll only see right here on News 25. News 25's Great. John Crisos has been working on the story. John?
Shelley, all day we worked to find Alejandro Valencio just so I could ask why. A shocking scene unfolds, and we're there for all of it.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
It's not Christmas, and he's not Santa. But overnight, this Evansville man crawled down the chimney of the south side home. Our News 25 camera was the only one rolling, as emergency crews put, a soot covered Alejandro Valencio into an ambulance. We tracked him down after he got out of the hospital.
Why were you in the chimney?
I remember this story. This is the guy. Apparently, he was married to this chick, and she kicked him out of the place. He tried to get back into the house by going through the chimney, got stuck in the chimney. I just like white trash people. He got stuck in the chimney. Fucking fire department had to come. Mm. They destroyed the entire chimney just trying to get this guy out. And I believe later in the news clip, there's actually live audio or interaction audio of the lady and this guy, and she clubs him over the head with like a fucking garbage can or some shit. Right there as the news crew's rolling away with their cameras.
Who was stupid thing sometimes when as drunk, okay?
I locked the door!
And he came in the chimney.
Somehow got to the roof.
Turns out the chimney sealed off, and Valencio got trapped.
I never go try again. He's talking to me, see? Mm. I can't move nowhere.
Inside, instead of a pile of presents, there's this pile of bricks. Firefighters had to make a huge hole in the wall. That's where the chimney is. In order to get him out, now the woman who lives here is left to clean up the mess.
I gotta pay for this.
And when he tried to get in...
I love white fucking trash people. They're the best.
Is there any more audio of that guy talking?
Yeah, fuck him. Crazy Subway Girl, you remember her?
Oh, yes, in the ATL?
From Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta? Oh, that was hilarious.
Here's the audio.
My shit, man, fair, you are fascinating. Because I'm finna send him to come do it.
She was on a train, right?
Yes.
And apparently, like, an old elderly lady looked at her weird or something, and yes, she wanted to fight the old lady.
As you should, because, you know, that's the right thing to do.
This is a clear example of where our country's going to.
Anybody want to see young Jesus kill George Bush on it? You crank that soldier girl. Soldier girl out in that hole. Watch that crank and watch that roll. Why me crank that soldier girl, that Superman?
Now, this is on a train heading to the city, and she is while trying to talk to an elderly lady who's sitting there just trying to get through the day. Hopefully she'll live till tomorrow. She's like 88 years old.
Right. She's a soldier girl, though. You got to respect
and
that.
And this thug life cunt.
Thug life cunt.
This thug life cunt wants to beat up this elderly lady. She should be fucking... I wish I was there in that train with an axe. I really wish.
You mean brick and duct tape?
No, axe.
Oh.
Because one shot with an axe, I wouldn't have to hear this fucking broad again. That is not human. I don't know what that is.
That's alien speak.
I don't know what this is. Like, this lady, this thug life cunt is trying to communicate via a Soulja Boy song. Have you ever heard a Soulja Boy song?
Fortunately, I have.
Yeah, unfortunately, we all have. And we all done the dance. You know you have. Sure, you know you've done the dance.
I bring back that shit. Or is that?
But apparently this thug life cunt is trying to step to an 88-year-old lady who's trying to get to the city.
Thank you, Mom.
Because she's clearly, this 88-year-old woman is a threat to her.
Here it is, Karen. For your listening pleasure. Bringing it back. Karen, rumor has it Ash likes this stuff.
All right, turn off.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn off, or I might shoot myself.
I love the lyrics. They're so deep. Get on in the ice. Man in the ice. And hold your girl. Hey, yo, nigga, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. I want my shit. I want my shit. I want my shit. I want my shit. Say, be that ass. Be that ass. I'ma beat your ass on this train. I don't know what... I can't believe there's people like this who live. Live. They live. These people should be dead. This lady... That's not right, sir.
No, they should be... They're walking around day after day, and they're fine. That is an animal. This person is an animal. And I'm not being racist.
No, you know.
I don't care what color this person is. I don't know what color this person
is.
Oh. I can make a nice guess. I can make a nice guess.
That's such a fucking lie.
All right, I've seen the video. I know what color this person is. But
yes.
This person who's trying to communicate via a Soulja Boy song. Like she's spinning. She's making a parody of a song that no one can understand anyway. And she's using that song to communicate to an 88-year-old woman who's just concentrating on breathing and getting to wherever she has to go to. She wants to beat up this 88-year-old woman. When you want to beat up an elderly person...
Oh, what's the right way to go about it, Karen?
You should shoot yourself.
Oh.
Gun to chin, pull fucking trigger, and we'll thank you for it. We'll thank you.
Although it's an easy
I wish there was a thug life dude... On this train, this car, in this train car with her, and just popped a cap in her ass. She's dancing. She's doing like a West Side Story thug dance to this 88-year-old lady who's just trying to get from point A to point B and survive the day. This has to be the audio from this past year that annoys me the most. The fucking thug life cunt. Train audio. Long title.
The big winner.
We all know my role, I'm finna do my thing. You thought I couldn't freestyle on you, boo? You owe everybody an apology for your shit, ho. You got 5 minutes of doing it or it's over, bitch. Or I'ma ram through the White House and keep talking my shit.
Like, I'm ashamed as a human to look at this person and go, wow, that's a human too. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm ashamed of that person. Like,
you share society with that person.
Like, listening to this audio and knowing that that's a human right there makes me want to be like a dog or a cat. Like, I want to go hang out with cats. And I want to be a cat. I want to be a fish in the sea so I don't have to listen to this shit.
You kitty's pain.
I want to be... this annoys me to all... I hope this person's dead. I don't wish many people death, but I hope this one got a cap in the head at some fucking club.
Ooh.
Somewhere.
Wow.
I hope she did the Soulja Boy dance to the wrong person at some point during this year. And said, I'm Soulja Girl. Ugh. Doesn't it annoy the fuck out of you?
Oh, absolutely.
As people listening to this, I know you're probably listening to this radio show going, what the fuck am I listening to? But when you hear this audio, doesn't that fucking drive you nuts? Oh, no. Sarcastic Frick checking in. Do they, in quote, qualify as humans?
Wow. All right. All right, but I didn't realize Patrick was in the room. Maybe it's Sarcastic Patrick?
See, a delightful girl as Ash wouldn't do this on a train.
All right.
She would sit.
Get your hand out of your pants, please.
Look pretty.
Play the next clip.
And maybe the, you know, guys sitting around her on the train.
All right.
Ash, you got to watch out, man. You're 18 years old. You're good looking. You got to, you know.
Watch out for the 32-year-old guys.
Ash should be carrying a gat. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
I think so.
I'm sure she's safe. They're in Seattle.
And you don't want to take it, though? I got a bunch of grown niggas. They want to really take it. It's over. This means war. I ain't squashing this shit, Shawty. We can go to war.
It means war? I'm squashing this shit, homie? She's talking to an elderly lady.
Yeah. I had enough. Honestly, I had enough of this clip. I mean, we went through all this before.
Doesn't it?
It's just, it's so aggravating.
You nuts.
I'm done with her.
And no racial shit. I don't care if this person was.
This is part of me that just wants to be. I don't want it. Like, I want to be oblivious to it.
I don't want to know that this shit happens. Yeah. I don't want to know. It's like watching, you ever see, like a horse, like a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
After their career's over. And somebody comes along and buys the horse, and they ship him up to some fucking ranch, and they bleed him to death.
Yeah.
They turn him in, they just use him for the skin, and they hang the horse by their fucking hooves, and they cut him open and bleed him to death.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know that shit happens. Right. I don't want to know that this person exists.
Right. In some cases in life, ignorance is bliss. Not across the board, but in some cases.
Absolutely.
Like in this one.
Ignorance is bliss. I wish I never heard this audio.
Yeah. Scary world we live in. All right, what's next? We got to need something good to feel good. Let's get the feel good stuff. Can I say
no,
it?
No, we're all depressing in this show.
No,
never the crystal gun story.
Oh, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, dude. Now, what's another story? We already know that.
Yeah,
one.
We know about crystal guns.
Yeah, come on. We just did that.
What about the Down syndrome restaurant?
Oh, yes. There's a feel-good story.
A something woman wants to open a restaurant, but this one has a flavor unlike any restaurant you've dined in before. News Center 16's Alana Greenfogel joins us now in the studio with a taste. Alana?
Well, this restaurant really will be something worrying. A South Bend woman wants to open it for her son. Her son has Down syndrome and can't find a job, a problem many handicapped people have. Not only will her son get a job at this restaurant, but she plans to hire 30 to 40 people in the handicapped community.
All right, enough. Come on.
I'm going to eat this and turn this into poo.
There's no reason. Come on.
That was me impersonating the kid, by the way. I mean,
that was great, Rock.
Thanks.
There's no reason to have a restaurant run by Down syndrome.
Would you eat there?
This is what I'm saying. A world is coming to an end.
I'll take the burger, please. Booger. Forget it. Anyways.
I don't want my meal served. When I order steak at a restaurant, I don't want some watermelon head coming over to me.
Easy.
Shitting in his hand and calling it steak. I don't want that to happen. No reason for a restaurant run by Down syndrome people because they need a job. They have their job. They're Down syndromed. They're a constant reminder of, thank God our life is a little bit better. Just being honest. Dumbest voter ever. Remember that audio?
Wait. So you wouldn't eat there at that restaurant?
No.
Why not?
Because my steak, my New York strip steak, I love to
strip!
Eat.
Strip! I get naked for you!
My filet mignon is a pile of dung from a kid named Timmy. Fresh out of the oven.
I'll take the burger. How about toast? No, I want a burger. How about toast? All right, how about a salad? How about toast?
Yeah.
All I can make is toast.
When I order spaghetti, I don't want grilled cheese.
You order the shrimp scampi, and the kid runs out and goes to McDonald's.
But I tell you what.
What are you going to tell me?
I would go to this Down syndrome restaurant before I'd go hang out with that chick on the train.
Yes, I agree. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd eat there. For all those who were wondering, I'd be respectful and I'd go eat there.
Mm. Any chance we get an Ash in that bed? We're watching Ash on the... No.
Lion Stink says every meal is SpaghettiOs. Yes, exactly.
By the way, I would watch this...
If not cooked, just the can. They just bring out the can.
Let me point this out. If MSNBC, you know the cable news channel? If MSNBC would just, on their channel 24 hours a day, put like Ash's cam shot in the corner of the screen, I'd watch
her.
MSNBC.
You're embarrassing the girl.
I am not.
And you watch MNBC, the channel.
Yeah, Keith Olbermann's fantastic.
Your boy.
Here's the dumbest voter ever.
Ooh. So, Roger, can you tell me about your voting experience today?
Well, I went in and I was going to vote for President Bush. I was... they told me I was that he cannot serve a third term. I was not aware. And I didn't really like neither of the candidates, so I just wanted to keep the same president since he's been around there. And he seems like he's been doing an okay job.
Idiot. It's idiots. Idiots!
I'm surrounded by assholes!
How many assholes we got on this ship? Ho!
We ain't found shit. Love that movie.
Unbelievable. Ash, you're 18 years old.
Stop it! I'd hate
to see what life is like when she's 32.
What do you mean? Like it's.
I mean, if it's this bad now...
Maybe she'll be president.
If society is this bad now...
Maybe she'll be president.
Ash is going to be president at 37. 37, right? 30. Or would he have to be 35 to be president?
I don't know how it works.
All right, let's do a break. We'll come back. We got more of this crap. I got a leak, people. And Ash, stay there. We'll be back right after this.
The LunaticRadio.com show.
Down again, at the spite of a madness,
fades away, I hope. Hope this all works out, I hope. This all fades away, I hope. Hope this all works out, I hope. This all fades away, I hope. Hope this all works out, I hope. This one can't be the way, yeah. And that's made up of madness. I'm falling down again. And that's made up of madness. I'm getting up again. And that's my soul. Don't put me down again.
LunaticRadio.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com. She's a woman, you know what I mean. Yeah. Listen to me.
She's gonna set you free.
What up, everybody? Rocks in the bathroom, K-Rock. LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Oh, look, there's Ash standing up in the chat room. Unbelievable. Should not be doing radio on December 28th, but we are. Everybody's on vacation. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. What's up? Cowboys can look like they're going to be out of the playoffs.
They're losing 44-3.
44-3 to the fucking Eagles.
I bet you the Lions could beat the Cowboys.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't know about that. Right. Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Doing like a year review of all the news stories that we covered over the past year and crap like that. Kind of boring, but...
No, it's not! Come on!
That's what we do. That's what we do on the show. How was your Christmas, by the way, Rock?
Mine was pretty good. Spent it with the fam. Nothing crazy, you know. It's kind of quiet, which is good. I don't mind that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what'd you do?
I just watched Ash change her shirt. That's what I did. No, my parents flew in from the West Coast.
Nice.
And they had a little nice...
I didn't know that.
Get together. Yeah, they're here.
Oh, that's sweet.
They're in New York for a couple days, and then I fly out there. Which is good. I'll be out there playing some golf next week. Thank you.
I want to go.
Playing golf.
I want to play golf.
Flying an airline I've never heard of.
Joey Airline.
I'm so... scared of flying this airline. It's like Joe. I don't even know what the name of the airline is. South Country?
No, it's not. No, it was like,
what was it? Southern Country? What was the name of the airline? I should check my ticket.
HopeYouMakeIt.com.
Sun Country Airlines.
That's Sun Country.
Sun Country Airlines.
Tony's got a soul plane.
I do not want to fly this fucking airline.
Here's another one. O-Town says, Kieran flew Kanye West. Kanye West Airlines.
Oh, God.
Compared to Southwest.
I'm not looking forward to this flight. When you book a plane ticket, I guess it's a good idea to know the airline you're flying. Like,
it doesn't hurt.
I mean, hear about it. I mean, I don't think this Sun Country Airlines has ever had a commercial or a radio spot.
They barely have a website.
You showed me a picture of the planes, right? There are planes, right?
Yeah. Little propeller jobs.
It's not like the name of the airline isn't like Sun Country Airlines and stuff. Like, it is an airline. That's what I'm asking.
Every flight has to redirect through Minneapolis. Oh, is he a megaphone? You gotta get the airplane. Oh, it doesn't work. Aww.
Hello?
That's dead.
Megaphone.
Mega suck.
Ugh, yeah, not looking forward to this. I don't like the flying thing. Going to the West Coast. Why do I have to go to Minnesota? Why do I have to go to Minnesota?
Because you gotta redirect. Welcome to Sun Country Airlines. If you don't like us, suck a dick.
Welcome to Sun Country Airlines. Go fuck yourself.
Welcome to Sun Country Airlines.
Next stop, 42nd Street.
Change it to Jamaica. Orange, Bellport.
Oh, if you live around here, you get that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I'm actually an airline. It's the LIRR. Railroad.
Welcome to Sun Country Airlines, official sponsor of the Detroit Lions. LOL.
Welcome to Sun Country Airlines, official sponsor of the Detroit Lions.
I love when they probably do like that safety thing before you take off. And like, you would be able to do this if we had it.
If the pilot,
your seat would turn into a flotation device if we bought those things.
If the pilot gets on the PA and goes,
"Has anybody got gas money? This is gas money. Let's make a collection."
Welcome to Sun Country Airlines. I'm not sure where we're going. I'll get back to you in a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to have to, like, fork over some gas money so we can get to Minneapolis. Fly the plane, shit dick. You can't stop at a mobile.
Does anyone have Google Maps here on the plane? I'm not sure where we're going. Can someone Google Map Minneapolis Airport, please?
Sun Country Airlines. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, graphics girl got it. Please secure your hostage, Amash. Oh, shit. We don't have those. Suck a dick. Honestly, if we're falling, you're going to die. Just deal with it.
If I get to the airport and there's some dude outside fucking spinning the prop, I'm out.
Wait a minute. Now, Kieran, technically, there still are propeller planes that fly, you know, little smaller flights.
Not to Minneapolis.
True.
Then
fair
out
enough.
To Arizona. No.
Fair enough.
The weather in Minnesota isn't good. Never is.
Dude, that's my bike says, "Welcome to Sun Country."
Oh, God.
Jimmy says, "Welcome to Sun Country, Alan. If you look out your window, hopefully you don't see flames."
Welcome to Sun Country. Feel free to move about your county.
What? Get it?
What?
Yeah, Southwest. Tagline, feel free to move about the country.
County.
Ooh.
That was a thinker. That was one of those thinkers.
Read that one in a joke book.
Chapter 15, where it says, where it's called Stop Reading This Book.
Oh, by the way, we're doing a review of the news stories that we've done over the year. Here's insightful interview.
Back here live at the Waterfront with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
You're great, zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11.
That was some lady doing...
That was this year?
Yeah, that was some like newscaster doing a live stand-up at some carnival, and the kid just says, "I like turtles."
It happens.
Sun Country, 1 week and we haven't crashed yet.
Welcome to Sun Country. I like turtles.
Oh,
yeah, I got Sun Country's official slogan. If it would work.
Oh, snap!
If I'm flying on the plane 2 hours into the flight and I hear this.
Anybody see the air? Look out your window.
anonymous just got you out, man, on this one. Kieran, Turtle Kid was 2007 of June. Way to go.
Ah, fuck it. We played it in 2008.
That's how this radio show rolls. Our past year spans a year and a half.
Shit happens when we play it.
Wait, here's another tagline for
Sun Country tagline.
Sun Country, ready?
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
I don't want to hear Euchre at any point during my flight.
Oh, here's when people go to the ticket window for tickets to fly, and they want to go to San Diego. This is what the person says.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
They're just ain't going to fly to San Diego.
I guess I'm not getting there, huh?
Oh, wait. Here's a recent passenger on Sun Country Airlines.
Kill me. I'm here. Kill me. I'm here. Kill me. Come on. Kill me. I'm here. Come on, do it now! Kill me!
He just wants to die.
You're not making me feel good about the flight, Rock.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Here's Jane Fonda.
And I know when it started, there were some A-list celebrities who came out to help you, but Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called Cunt. And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
But then you were invited to go see it.
Yes, then I came to New York to see Eve, and it changed my life.
Wow, Jane Fonda saying the word cunt. On the Today Show with Matt Lauer and what was her name? Meredith?
Yeah.
Vieira?
Wait, I'm sorry to go back to it, but here's some audio of your pilot on Sun Country Airlines.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses
no.
me.
No, I don't want that. I want the pilot getting on the PA and going, we're going to be on time.
We're going to be on time.
We're going to be on time. It's going to be a safe landing. Weather in Minnesota is a cool 50 degrees, sunny skies. I don't want him getting on saying I'm a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me. I don't want a caveman flying my plane. I don't believe that this airline exists. I bought a Phantom ticket. Ooh. I'm going to show up to fucking LaGuardia Airport in New York, and there's going to be a sign that says you've been punked.
This would be the worst if this was your airline as it got on the loudspeaker.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Wait.
That would be the worst.
I don't care if we suck, Fat Kev. I don't want you sucking as a pilot. Speak in third person all you want. Just get me to Minnesota. Safely.
Sarcastic prick. Sun Country. Anybody have a map?
Sun Country, feel free to crash around the country. Fuck, I'm not looking forward to this flight.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, remember Little Girl Talks Tough? Remember that?
Yeah, this fucking hua.
This is great. This is like a 12-year-old girl in MySpace.
I like that, see? Hua and then 12 years.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting nobody. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or send me or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace. I did, and this little bitch right here will...
It's a big drop off from saying it to your motherfucking face to writing it on your motherfucking MySpace page. Big drop off from being tough to cowardly. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to tell that person what they want to hear to their face. I'm going to write it on their MySpace.
Yeah.
It's going to hit them hard.
It has the same equality.
Yeah.
As to their face.
Fucking kill your ass, nigga. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want to bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. I bitch, later.
I love that girl.
I wish she had like a follow-up to
I
that.
I want her to be the future Secretary of State. She won't take shit from anybody.
So when Ash is president, she'll be the Secretary of State?
Absolutely.
Wow. Interesting.
I want to be first cock.
Karen. That is just shitty. I mean, come on. You're so much
better.
The
greatest, no, I'm not. The greatest, greatest screw up audio of the year.
Ooh, I love this.
Winner is John McCain.
Your boy.
During his stump speeches in Western Pennsylvania.
I think you may have noticed that Senator Obama's supporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately. And you know, I couldn't agree with him more.
What? He turned heel!
You dope. This is the best audio of the year. Fuck the chick on the train. He said that with such confidence, and then completely ruined his point.
Dynamite drop him.
I couldn't disagree with you. I couldn't agree with you more than the fact
that
Western Pennsylvania is the most patriotic, most God-loving, most patriotic part of America. And this is a great part of the country. My friends, I could not disagree with those critics more. This is a great part of America. This is the heartland of America. This is where people love their country.
No. It's not the heartland of America, you dope. You misspoke. You tried to backtrack and cover your fucking ass. You lost the election. Christ, in the western half of Pennsylvania, it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's there.
The home of
Pittsburgh.
The home of the Steelers?
It's the Pits. Wow. Here's a good one.
Oh, I like good ones.
This will brighten our day.
A small fishing town in Massachusetts is making headlines worthy of a double take.
Oh!
17 high school girls here are pregnant.
Oh, this got me hard.
Better than that.
This got me hard.
Yeah, we'll stop it there. It's better than that. It doesn't get better than that, people.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, just go fucking in the blog and fucking search it out. You'll find that shit.
The only way that story gets better is that if the next fucking line is all by OJ.
Oh, I thought you were going to say all by Kieran McCann.
No.
That's not how you roll.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't fuck chicks and pregnant.
Period. Oh, I thought that was it. You just don't fuck chicks.
All right. I should have stopped there.
That's the gag.
Sue Simmons dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, Suey!
Sue Simmons.
Suey!
A staple in New York broadcasting. Been hosting the Channel 11 nightly news or whatever the hell it is for, God, ever since I've been alive. Probably 30 years. This is her during a going to break on a live broadcast.
At 11, pay more at the grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. The fuck are you doing?
She
is out of her goddamn mind. I'll never get, because like she knows she's been doing it for so long. She knows that she's hearing the audio, you know, that she knows she's got to wait. But she must have been just out of her fucking mind that night. We should get her on the show.
Sue Simmons?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Fuck her.
Ew, you would?
No.
Oh.
She actually looks good. How old is fucking Sue Simmons?
I think 62.
She looks good for 62.
I just took a guess.
She's got to be up there. Shit, I mean, I must have been 8 years old the first time I recognized the news.
Where's Pat Battle? Love that fucking name. May 27th, 1943, that puts her at 40.
She's my dad's age, 67.
80, 90.
67?
60.
Let me do the math.
65. I was close. This is 65?
Yeah,
65. I was close.
Fuck you, she looks good for 65. God damn. Not a wrinkle on that face.
The fuck you talking about? Sorry.
Not a wrinkle on it. Look at that. Look at that.
Look at what?
We do great. At the top box of the chat room, we're great. And all of a sudden, just slowly.
Although Simon is in the last box.
Is that Simon?
No, the dog.
Oh.
So the bookends are good.
Here is...
Oh, and you see Heidi's ass. That doesn't hurt.
Heidi's got her ass on the camera?
Oh, you didn't notice. Yeah, Heidi's in the room because she hasn't. You haven't seen her on cam.
Why are we doing radio today?
Because we're not doing it next week.
That's right. I'll be golfing. Thank you. Here is...
I'll be doing somebody. Thank you.
Surfer Stereotype?
What? Oh, I love this! That was perfect segue from Heidi, because Heidi was in studio.
You're so pitted.
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them, and you just drop in, and just smack the lip, drop down, snap, and then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
I wonder if it's like the world going to hell. Or they just didn't have this crap back in the 70s to play for everybody. You know, they just didn't do these stories back in the 70s. I think that might be it. Maybe society isn't going to hell, Rock.
I hope not.
And they just didn't have enough news stations back in the old days to cover all these insane fucking stories.
No, here, Karen, here's a new broad for you. On Stoney's camera.
Yeah, like that. Smoking weed, right? Word up, kid. All I want for Christmas is a fucking quarter bag.
Really? That's it? That's all you want? No vagina in that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a yes.
Oh, what?
The internet? Wow, there was a lot of shitty stories this year, I just realized.
Here's Tiger Woods being lynched.
As you said, take Tiger on. Well, yeah, maybe they should just gang up for a while. Until
lynch him in the back alley.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's not good. That was the Golf Channel, actually.
Oh, and then they made a big deal of it, and they put it on that golf magazine as the cover.
Yeah, they suspended her for a week.
Way to fucking go.
Oh, virginity auction. Ash, you should get on this.
She's not a virgin anymore.
Really?
She said it. You don't listen to her. Rule number one of being with a woman, Kieran, you need to listen.
Fuck that. Once you turn 20, I'll start listening. I love Ish. She's the greatest.
Wow, way to backpedal this, sir.
You know what would be great?
I don't know.
About 1,000 things, but I'm not going to
remember. Yeah, I had an idea and it involved a lot of sex, but yeah, I figured this was your moment, so...
She probably, like, if she goes into her own little stick cam chat room, she probably has a million more fucking people than we have.
You know, guys, this show could have been really good, but you just spent too much time in the chat room.
Listen to the fucking live show then, assholes.
Ah, I like him! Kieran McCann is here! I respect that.
iTunes podcast, iTunes.
Oh, speaking of iTunes, the review of the contest.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
Okay.
Here is, Oh, finally. Well, no, actually, not finally. Virginia Auction. Remember that story we did?
Yeah, we were going to it, and then we got a little... We digress.
Natalie Dillon says she can't afford grad school to become a marriage and family counselor, so she's selling sex, her virginity, to come up with the cash.
Is Ash selling anything? No?
I think empowerment to women is picking yourself up and doing something on your own to better yourself.
Natalie won't just give it up to the highest bidder. She's also seeking other qualities from her first lover. She says hundreds of applicants have already poured into the Bunny Ranch in Nevada, where the sex sale will go down.
Ugh. Ugh. This story makes me sick.
If you were to offer your goods...
My cock?
Yeah, pretty much. On eBay... How much do you think you could get for it? And I don't mean specifically you. I'm just thinking like a guy. I wonder how much like a guy could get.
I doubt there would be even a fucking...
We should try that with you.
No.
Would you be willing to do it?
No, I don't want my ego shattered.
Why would your ego be shattered? You'd make money. It's like easy money.
Mm. No, I'm not.
We'll start the bidding at like, I don't know, $250.
$250?
Sure.
You're not going to get $250 for my dick.
Oh, come on.
You're not. But if you do, fuck. You're not going to get... Ugh.
Imagine if Ash offers $250 and one penny and she wins.
Did we do a break yet?
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know. You know, Kieran? Do you just want to keep going? Because we're kind of...
No, we're going to do one more break. We'll come back to the Drunk Calls, wrap up the year on the LunaticRadio.com show right there.
Hey, this is Wangry from Pinehurst, North Carolina, and just calling to let you know that we're not drunk yet, but we will be. So this is call one of many to come, and I am Lunatic Radio.
D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Bert from Seattle, Washington, and I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Chris from Tampa, Florida, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey, I'm Ace from Orange County, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey, this is Elizabeth from Chicago. How you guys doing? And I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Duzio in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am Lunatic Radio.
This is Mr. D from Colorado, and I am Lunatic Radio.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
If you ever thought about tying the knot, do not. But do tune in to Rory and Lauren Unholy Matrimony. It'll give you every reason not to get married, or at least slap your spouse in the face.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to LunaticRadio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's LunaticRadio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's LunaticRadio.com/swag.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
I'm just a brother man descending of the motherland.
Yeah.
Blackberries and diamonds of other
skin.
Good on the right hand, trouble on my other hand. Life is a tight rope, I'm dying to balance in. By the end, hopefully I'll be the balance man. A simple dude who can
exude
the talents in. I am the captain of the hot-blooded caravan. Spreading a different look through charred and battered land. Beside the function, I see girls that can top it off. I hold mines while these cowboys pop it off. You're just a movie dude claiming that you pops off. This shit's like cold grits without
blazing
the hot
hip-hop and R&B, everybody.
Like it's off course. Come on. Let's move. Get down like it's
off course. Get Rock, LunaticRadio.com. Show winding down the year.
Sit.
Another year of LunaticRadio.com broadcast in the books.
Last licks.
Last licks. Who knows what 2009 will have in store for us? The fun we can have on the radio program. But we'll see. We'll see, right? Hope you all had a good year.
Yep.
Hope you all are setting some goals for the new year. We are as a radio program. Rock, there we go.
Sorry.
I love the stick cam.
Yeah. One reason. Or one reason.
We start off the year with stick cam, right? And then we're back.
Oh, that's kind of poetic.
Yeah, we're on Brit Andy.
Brit Andy!
There he is. There's Heidi hanging out.
H Dizzle.
Stony666 smoking some weed.
And we get to see Simon the Dog.
And Simon the Dog. All right, and there we go.
Oh, and the cock.
And the cock. Yeah.
Cockney.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Year in review. Yeah, we did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kim, but we got to give a quick shout out to Shoe Dog, in Iraq. And, yes, his name is in the contest, actually. And the contest he's talking about is our iTunes, win a painting from the Wonder Brothers contest.
Right. Win a painting from wonderbros.com. We are extending the contest.
Ooh!
We are extending the contest. We were gonna pick a winner out of a hat today, but
we'll do it.
We figured, you know what? We're gonna extend it. We can do that. We're not professional. There's no lawyers involved. We can extend the contest. So, the winner for the WonderBros.com contest will be chosen on January 11th. Now, in order to win a painting of whatever you'd like, holy shnikes to do for you, all you have to do is enter a review on iTunes for the LunaticRadio.com program. And once you enter a review on iTunes for our show, you email us at the show at LunaticRadio.com, that email address, and say, "Hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. I entered a review." Your name will then be entered into a hat, a drawing, which will be chosen on January 11th. And the winner of that drawing will receive a painting from Holy Schnikes, who is literally the most talented painter I've ever met. I haven't even met the guy yet. We know via the interweb. And he will paint you whatever you like. How great of a freaking gift is that? And all you have to do is enter a review for the radio program here.
And then just shoot us an email, theshow@lunaticradio.com. That's it. And let us know that you entered the review. And that's it. And then we'll pick a name out of a hat.
January 11th. We have plenty of entries already. And you guys are still in the running. People that have entered already, you're still in the running. But we want more. We want to get more people a shot. We were going to do it today, but no. We were like, hey, you know what? No lawyers involved. We can extend the contest as long as we want. We're our own bosses. We're here on the interweb. This is the Wild Wild West.
I know it's on everybody's mind, but Kieran cannot enter himself because we all know he'd want a painting of Ash. So don't worry about it, folks. He can't win.
I was going to agree with you, but...
So loud.
I would say Ash is probably the hottest thing in Seattle. What else is in Seattle that's hot? Starbucks?
The coffee's hot.
You know what I watched last night?
I don't know. I watched Predator yesterday.
Guess what I watched last night?
What?
Guess. Has to do with Seattle.
You got mail.
No. The other one with those two.
Oh.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, that one.
What a lovely film that is. I watched.
I was close.
Sleepless in Seattle last night.
Sort of.
What a lovely film that is. Meg Ryan when she was cute. Tom Hanks when he was a nobody.
Tom Hanks when he was relative.
Sleepless in Seattle, man. I was watching that motherfucker. And I, what?
Here's your line, Karen.
Oh,
I left it for you.
If you get a painting of me naked, I would Ash asked for a painting of me naked.
Are you gonna do that for her?
I'm not posing for Holy Schnikes.
Yeah, I don't think Schnikes is going
to
do that.
I'm not flying to Houston to pose for Schnikes.
Look, Schnikes is doing penis jokes. I can't draw that small, Ash. He's doing penis jokes. Look at him. He's a hack, too. He might be a good painter, but he's a hack comic.
I don't have that small of a stencil or whatever it is. What do they have?
What?
Small pencil? I don't know.
All right.
Small pencil. Yeah, No paintings of me naked. I want to enter the contest, though. I want to enter. Can we enter? No.
No.
No members of the radio show or who have appeared on the radio show.
Right.
A la or Heidi.
Right.
Can enter the contest.
Really? She can't? Oh, he just shook his head. No. You're tough with Heidi. You're very tough with her.
Well, Mark Anthony Ramirez, Patrick, anybody else that has been a co-host on the radio show. Winding down the year. It's been a good year on the LunaticRadio.com show. Yuck. Not really.
Yes, it was. I thought we did a lot this year.
Did we do a lot?
I think we
could. What happened? We joined a network and then got fired.
We get fired. They ran out of money.
Yeah. Ex-nayed from that.
And
what else did we accomplish this year, Rock? Other than a lot of drunkenness.
We got I wore a dog collar, and Heidi did on her boob.
Let's not be self-indulgent. What happened in the world? We elected the first black president.
That's true!
Huge. Very huge. That's a big thing that happened in 2008.
True.
A lot of good sports stories.
Tampa Bay Rays, very good sports story.
Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Giants beating the 17-0 New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. The catch that everybody heard on the helmet there by, what's that guy's name?
No, Tyree.
Something Tyree. Joey Tyree.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps winning the 8 gold medals. Alicia Sacramone looking hot as a gymnast. That is a huge fucking sports story. When have you ever seen a hot gymnast? By the way, Ash kind of looks like Alicia Sacramone a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap up the show.
We're going to wrap up the show. Anybody want to call in, go ahead. We're going to wrap up the show. I'm going on vacation. I can't wait. 10 minutes. 10 minutes till vacation for me. Be off for a week. Back on January 11th. Golfing. It's Kieran's fault 2008 is coming to an end. I don't understand that.
Bar night was good. We had bar night. We had 2 bar nights, right?
Did we? I don't remember because I get drunk at both of them.
Right. Didn't we have the one during the summer this year? No, we didn't do that. That was last year. Wow, man. Ugh.
2009.
That's right. We had the May one and then we had the one at Dusk Lounge.
Let's just put it this way. Let's fucking callers. Hello, caller.
Hey, Alabama Lawman, how are y'all?
Hi, Alabama Lawman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, sir. Just wanted to call and wish y'all a happy new year.
A happy new year to you, sir.
Happy new year, sir.
I've busted ass in y'all's name.
You're resting ass in our name?
That's right.
All right, good stuff.
You're representing Alabama when it comes to Lunatic Radio, sir. Represent it well.
I do.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, well, y'all have a good one. Not going to keep y'all. Have a good one.
Y'all.
All right, have a good one.
Spittoon.
Yeah, man. Bye. He's Alabama. He's an actual cop from Alabama.
That's awesome. We have a cop. If I ever go to Alabama, you know what, Alabama lawman, you gotta protect me when I'm in Alabama.
Mm.
Like, you know, you gotta hook a brother up, as they say.
Mm.
I want to have that connection. I'd be like, yeah, I know Alabama lawman. And they're like, who? I'm like, Alabama lawman from Lunatic Radio. They're like, oh.
By the way, Ash chiming in. If you guys aren't here, who's gonna kiss me in the new year?
Oh boy, she wants
I'm
your.
I'm not
cock.
Talking about kiss.
She
hello, caller. Who's here? Caller.
Hi, it's Brett Andy.
Hi, Brett. How are you,
Brett,
sir?
Brett Andy.
I'm very well, thank you. So for the like a last minute call before the year is out. Thank you guys for your hard work.
Hard work.
It's a good year.
We're getting drunk. It's called alcoholism.
Ah, Brett Andy's cute.
I'm kind of getting a bit drunk as well, but I thought I'd call him before I got any more drunk.
Understood. What are you drinking? What are you drinking, Britt?
Might go with some whiskey, so I'm a bit of lemonade with it.
Wow. Whiskey and lemonade.
I like how this guy rolls. He's a pro player.
Yeah. Hey, Britt, man, have a good 2009. Hopefully we're here next year to do a radio show.
You guys have done a really good show this year. It's been fantastic. So, I just want to thank you for your hard work. Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been good listening to you guys and being a part of it as well.
Well, thank you, sir. And thanks for listening, man.
No, you're welcome, man. I thought I'd make an effort and phone in because it's been a long time. Cause I've been listening now for, I don't know how long, probably about 2 years now. And I've just never got around to phoning in. So I thought it was long overdue.
All right, good
well,
stuff,
thank
man.
You, sir.
I appreciate
two
it.
2 year listener.
Yeah, you are you got a disease now. You got a disease. People get diseases when they listen to the show.
I'm trying to get cured, but you know, what can you do?
All right, Britt. Well, have a good new year, man.
And you too, guys. Have a good Christmas. I'll speak to you soon.
All right, man. Britt Andy, everybody, from across the pond.
Okay, bye.
Yes. He's a lucky man because he gets to fuck those chicks with the accents.
You know what I like to add to Britt Andy? He's more social than Tony Cockney. He's more of a social fellow.
Right, here we go. More calls.
Guess who this is going to be?
Jim Norton. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, all right, Kevin, it's Cockney.
Oh, fucking guy.
I knew it. The hooligan.
No, I just called in to say I love you, sarcastic prick.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah.
Right. Good night, sarcastic.
Bye, Cockney.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
Quick, hang up on me.
Happy New Year, Ash. You want to call in? Heidi, call in, damn it.
Yeah, Heidi needs to say something.
I'm
going to
wish you a Happy New Year before we get off the air.
Right.
I'm ready to hit the Heidi's of the Week clip right now.
She's
I got my hand
very,
on it.
Very, very helpful to this radio show this year.
Heidi's been a big help to the radio show. I'm going to wish her a Happy New Year. Anybody else want to call in? Feel free.
Yeah, we're wrapping
numbers
up.
Numbers in the chat room. We're ready to get out of here. Rock's got a dinner date.
Well, not really. I'm going to meet up with Cousin Rob.
Yeah, I call that a dinner date. That's what I'm saying.
All right, fine.
Ash, call in before you got to go to work. Ash, give me the number where you work. I'm going to call in sick for you.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to... That was weird.
Can I call in sick for Ash? That'd be great. Imagine that.
When you say call in sick, you mean dick and vagina? Is that what you mean?
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Heidi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kieran. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yes.
Ooh. Hi, Heidi.
How was your Christmas?
2009 is the year of the Heidi Show.
Yay!
2009 is the year of the Heidi Show.
Yes, and I won't be putting any electric shock dog collars on my nipples on the Heidi Show.
By the way,
as you said that,
I was watching you on webcam and you grabbed the tit.
Yes. Exactly. Well, how can I refer to it and not touch it? I have them. I can touch them whenever I want.
You know, I have that same problem with my balls. Every time I mention my balls, I got to touch them.
Got to touch them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm only going to do the wacky stunts for you guys. I'll keep that separate.
Okay, great.
Super.
Because I want to still be a valued asset to the lunaticradio.com show.
An asset.
I just want to say to you, don't bang too many black guys on New Year's Eve.
And I just want to say, I love sarcastic prick.
Aww. What about me?
I love you guys, too.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. Second fiddle, I guess.
Have me on the show sometime soon.
All right, I got to go. Call coming in.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Heidi's the best.
Hello, who's this? Hello? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Who's this? Hello? Hang up. It's not working right.
Is this the devil?
Good. Kill me, please. All right.
Well, if apparently the devil likes the show and he wanted to chime in, but we couldn't hear him now.
Of course
now.
He had bad reception.
We couldn't hear him now. Move out of the basement, devil.
Colin cries.
That might have been fucking line of the year right there.
Yeah, really? Got it right underneath the wire.
I really, you know what? One thing I'd love to do before we end the show in the year of LR broadcast is just call in sick for Ash. I just want to call in sick for her. Ash, just email us the number of wherever you work. I'm calling in sick. Ash is not coming to work today. That's what I'm going to say. Got to stay on stick cam. Hotties of the week?
Yeah, let's get it out of here.
Do you want to fuck me?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
How do you want me?
Go away, Peyton.
What up, everybody? Last hottie of the week, 2008. LunaticRadio.com show. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment and we give her the hottie of the week. It's a pointless segment. Do it every week. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com, with the name of the trick and the reason why we'll read them on the air. I know that goes over like crazy. had one this year.
Oh, Dude Says My Bike taking Rosario Dawson. Excellent pick, my friend.
Great choice.
She's a hot POA.
You know what? I might have to go with Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan, circa Sleepless in Seattle. What? She was cute as a button in that movie. She just wanted love, Rock. She just wanted love.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it was a great movie, Sleepless in Seattle. Although,
oh,
Bill Pullman, who played,
or Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Pullman?
No, it is Paxton. Bill Paxton, who played
Joey
Meg
Pullman.
Ryan's fiance in the movie.
Yes.
Really got left out in the wind, the twist.
Sounds like his career.
Oh, my God. I mean, here he was, a character, you know, playing a character that was married to Meg Ryan, or was going to get married to Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan's like, no, you know what? I found this guy, Tom Hanks. I kind of love him. Go fuck yourself, Bill. In the movie. His character really got left out. I would be pissed.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But that's why he is Pullman or Paxton or both.
So I'm going to go with Meg Ryan because she's a cunt.
Shoe Dog's going with Ashley Sardo. Again, shout out to Shoe Dog representing. He's a troop over there in Iraq. Big ups to him, sir. Get home safe, man. Get home safe.
Anonymous, Pam B is the hottie of the week. Wow, there's a name from the past.
Wow, you just decided to read that out.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Sarcastic Prick's going with Joey Hotchick. Gotta respect that pick.
Joey Hotchick is fucking so hot. Lauren Carf coming in from the chat room.
Yeah,
from,
of course, emo, of course. Lauren, lock your doors. Please, save yourself. Attack of the colon, cries, colon. I gotta go with Lion Stink as my HOTW. Gotta do it. 10 the year. Considering this show, I got housed with that fucking audio. It was a good year, sir.
Yeah, it was a good year.
It was a good year.
Let's have a better year, 2009.
That works. That's an idea.
Ah. Nuts. All right, everybody. Thank you to the makers of Sam Adams and Coors Light for the broadcast tonight.
Thank you for everybody in the chat room, and, Anonymous Ash, Hamptons, Cockney, Jimmy, O-Town Rocker, Alabama Lawman, Brit Andy, Dude That's My Bike, Emo Tony, Graphics Girl, Heidi, Sarcastic Rick, Schneike, Show Dog, Seeker, and anyone else who might have came in and out throughout the day.
We'll end the show on this call.
Okay.
Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this? You hang up. You hung up. Yeah, we're just going. We're going. 2008 is ending with a fucking show.
We just...
Jaja Jingles original.
If he was here...